This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So we continue in Daf Shua tonight's blad is Masech Lechagiga, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We begin two lines on the bottom, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we just said that Hananiah ben Chizkiah saved the book of Ezekiel because there are many contradictions to the Torah, and he brought up 300 barrels of wine, and he sat until he's able to reconcile all the contradictions. Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'tinok echad. There's a story about a kid, Shehaya Kore b'beis Rabbi, b'sefer Yechezkel. There's a story about a kid. He was reading in the house of his Rebbe the book of Yechezkel. V'haya mevin b'chashmal. He started trying to contemplate what does it mean, the chashmal? You know, modern Hebrew chashmal means?
Electricity,
but that has nothing to do with Chashmal in Sefer Yechezkel. We're going to see, the Gemara is going to translate what Chashmal means in Sefer Yechezkel. V'yatza ish mechashmal, a fire emanated from the Chashmal, v'sarfasai, and it consumed him, it burnt him. Uvikshu lignoi Sefer Yechezkel, and they wanted to bury Yechezkel because it was dangerous. You could have little kids investigating Yechezkel, and it could bring harm. So Hananiah ben Chizkiah saved the day. Amar lahem Hananiah ben Chizkiah, mzeh chacham, Hakol chachamim hein? Just because this one's a chacham, is everyone a chacham? Meaning, just because this little kid had some inkling what chashmal means, doesn't mean stam a kid who opens up Yechezkel is going to have any understanding at all. And elamai, an adult will have the maturity to be able to deal with the meaning, and it won't be harmful. Okay. My chashmal, what does chashmal mean? Amrav Yehuda. Chashmal is a compound word. Chayos, Eish memalalois. The heavenly chayos that speak fire. Rashi says, Eish yoitz midiburon. Fire emanates from their words. B'masni satan and abrais. So we learned, Itim chashos, itim memalalois. There are times that they are silent, and there are times that they speak. When are they silent? B'shosh, adibar yoitz m'piyakadosh b'chah. When God speaks chashos, they're silent in reverence of God. When God is not speaking, then they speak. So now we're going to darshan. We're going to expand on the pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yadad, v'hachayos, and the chayos. These are the heavenly angels. We say vayfanim v'chayos hakodesh v'hachayos ratzoy v'shoyv. They run out and back, kamarei habazak, like the appearance of bazak. What does this mean? My rotzei v'shoiv, amar v'yuda ka'or, like fire hayoytzei mipi ha'kivshon, that emanates from the mouth of the oven. Rashi says, rotzei v'shoiv, moitzioiz roishon mitachas rakia. They stick out their heads. Remember we said on top of the seventh rakia, there's like this rakia fire. So they stick out their heads from under the rakia that stretched upward, me rasheyan, v'choiz roishu machnisoiz oisan, and they revert, and they're machneset mimayra hashchina, meaning they stick their head out, and as soon as they sort of speak, perceive God, they duck back in. The mehiros quickly, karitza v'shiva shalahav, like the running and the returning of a flame, hayotzmi pi habazak, that emanates from a fire. So like a fire that flickers, it goes up and then it comes down. So they sort of come closer to God, and then they retreat. They come closer to God, and then they retreat. Rashi says, "Mipi hakibshan shesarfen by Yavanim," said that they burn stones for lime. Uvazak lashon shever shvarim hu. Bazak is a language of broken shards. Shehaar yoytze bein evan leevan. The fire emanates between stone and stone. Kedetna be'ervin boiskin melech agabi hakeves. Okay. So then the Gemara continues, "My kamari ha-bezek, ha-bazak." What does it mean, like the appearance of a bazak? Am Rav Yosi bar Chanina, ka'ar ha-yoytze mi-bein ha-charasim, like fire that emanates between shards of pottery. So now Rashi says, "Derech mezaka kezav," it is the manner of those who purify gold, "linkoiv klicharis," to perforate earthenware kelim, the kavim, "v'koifin oisei agabi gacholim," and they turn it over on top of coals. Shehazav nason bahem, that the gold is placed in it. B'toch kisisash Kesishas hacharasim, within the crushing of the shars, shalavanim al gabi charas, and the fire that comes out through these holes are of different colors. So apparently there are two different mashalim here. One is like the fire that comes out of a kivshan, and what that's saying is in terms of it's going out and then coming back, so it's flickering like that fire, and also it's the shades of color of this fire are multicolored. Okay. Va'era. Now Ezekiel says, I saw v'hine ruach sa'ara, a stormy wind, ba min hatzafen, coming from the north. Anon gadol, a great cloud. Ve'esh misla kachas, and a flashing fire. V'noiga lo yisaviv. Noiga lo yisaviv. Brilliant around it. Umitoicha ke'in ha'chashma umitoicha ish. And from within it, like a chashma within the fire. This is what the Navi Yecheskel says. I saw a storm wind coming from the north, from Bavel, a great cloud, and a burning fire with brilliant around it, and within it is like a chashmal. So the Gemara wants to know, Lehechan Oza, where is this fire going? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shehalach lichboish es kol ha'olam kulay. It's going to conquer the whole world, tachas Nebuchadnezzar harasha, under the dominion of Nebuchadnezzar harasha. In other words, this storm, fiery storm wind, represented God's assistance of Nebuchadnezzar in conquering the world. This represented the Siyata Deshmaya that Nebuchadnezzar was having in his conquest, in his world conquest, demonstrating that God was assisting him. So this is where the fire was going. The fire was going to conquer the world for Nebuchadnezzar. V'chol kach lama. Why was God assisting Nebuchadnezzar so much? Shelo yoimru umayis ha'olam. So that the nations of the world should not say, Biad uma shfeila masar kadosh baruch hu's banav. That God is delivering his children in the hands of a lowly nation. So God wanted to give power and dominion to Nebuchadnezzar. So when the Jews are ultimately conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, at least we're conquered by a prestigious nation and it doesn't look demeaning to us. Look at Toysus. Toysus, Devei HaMaskel, Shalo Yom Rabiat Uma Shfeila Masar Azbanov, like the Gemara says in Gittin, that anyone who, it says, Hayut Sareha Laroish, the Gemara Darshan's in Gittin, anyone who torments Klal Yisrael becomes leaders. Why? So, you know, this way, at least it's not embarrassing for us. It's bad enough we have to suffer the torture of the persecution. We don't want to also have to suffer the indignity of being ruled over by a nation which is lowly. Okay, so Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi garam li she'eya shamish l'avdei psilim. What caused me that I should be in servitude to the Gentiles? What is causing me to be assisting the Gentiles that I'm servicing them? Avner Sam Shal Yisrael, it's the sins of the Jewish people that I have no choice other than to assist their enemy. Otherwise, it would be embarrassing for me. Haim Garmali. Okay, now we continue to expound on some of the Pesukim in Yecheskel. The next Pasuk is Perak Aleph Pasuk Tes Vav. Vo'era, Ezekiel says, I saw hachayos, v'hinei oifan echod ba'aretz etzal hachayos. There was one oifan on the earth next to the chayos. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Malach Echad, there is one angel, Shehu Oimed Ba'aretz, who is standing on the ground. V'roishay Magia Itzel HaChayos. And his head reached the Chayos, meaning the Chayos started off in the heavens. And the Oifan had his feet on the ground, and he was their height. Now Rashi, I believe, says, when we say his feet were on the ground, it means the ground of the Shamayim. It doesn't mean he literally had his feet on the ground on the Aretz, but he started on a lower point and his head reached the same height as the Chayos. B'masnisa Tana, in a Braisa we learned, who was this Oifan? Sandalfoin Shemai. His name was the Shoe Angel. Hagavoya Mechaveru, he was taller than his friends, Mahalach Chamesh Me'ashana, 500-year distance. V'oimed Achoyre HaMarkava, and he stood behind the chariot. The Koishar Kesarim Lakainai, and he would tie and weave crowns for his creator. And these, Tosfos says, what were these crowns made out of? They're made out of the tefillos of the tzaddikim, when we say Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, specifically when we say Baruch Hu. There's a concept when we say Baruch Hu, we make a keser for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you don't want to miss the Baruch Hu, because you're diminishing from the crown of Hashem. So this crown is weaved by the Malach Sandalfein. Frak de Gemara, Eini, is this so? V'haksiv, but the Pasuk says, Baruch Kavod Hashem Emekoimai. Blessed is the honor of God from His place. Which indicates, we don't know exactly where God is, but wherever He is, He should be blessed from that place. Makleod, the Mekoimalek of the other way. From here we see that we don't really know what His place is. So how could we say He stands behind the throne, the chariot, and He makes a crown for God? We don't know where God is. Says the Gemara, He doesn't know where God is either. The Amar Shem, He says a name of God, Ataga, over the crown, V'azav Yasav Reish, and the crown goes on its own and sits on God's head. He says the magic words, He says God's name, and magically, not magically, supernaturally, the crown is lifted and knows where to go. Amar Rava.
So this is all when we say Keser and Kedusha. Keser Yinucha, Malachim Hamoymi Malam Amcha Yisrael.
Right. So this Gemara, and also there's another Medrash, is the basis for the Tefillah of Keser. Now, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't even say Keser. But Nusach Sfard does say Keser. And the Medrash says like this. The Medrash says that there's a mashal to villagers who give the king three crowns. And the king says, I have one head, so what am I going to do with the other crown? So he takes the other two crowns and he puts them on the head of his children. So likewise, we give, the malachim praise God and they make a crown for God, and then God thereby crowns us. I think Hasidim have a minhag that by Musaf, I don't know when exactly, but they put on their shtramel during the Musaf. And I think it has something to do with this, that somehow after we say Keser, God gives us a Keser. Okay. Now, we know there were two Nevi'im. There was Yeshaya. Yeshaya was the greatest of all the Nevi'im. He was just below Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Yeshaya prophesied when the temple stood, and Yechezkel prophesied during the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In Bavel, he lived while the first Beis HaMikdash stood, and as well as during the destruction. So, and they both prophesied about the chariot. They both saw the Merkava. But Yechezkel described it much more vividly and with much more detail, and Yeshaya described it more condensed. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Koshro Yechezkel ro Yeshaya. Whatever Yechezkel saw, Yeshaya saw. Lema Yechezkel doima. What is Yechezkel like? Leben kfar, to a villager. Sharas hamelach, who sees the king. A villager doesn't know anything about royal protocol and pomp and ceremony. So when he sees the king in his with his retinue and all of his glory. Wow, this is unbelievable. I never saw anything like this. And he describes it in great detail. As opposed to someone who grows up in the palace, it's commonplace for him, and therefore it's not as exciting. So Yechezkel is like a villager who sees a king. V'lama Yishaya doima, what's Yishaya like? Leben krach shara samach. He's like a stone in the big city. He's always seeing the king, and therefore it wasn't as novel, and therefore he wasn't as descriptive. Amar Reish Lakish said, "My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean?" Oh, perfect start. Ready?
I'm all ready.
Okay, two lines up from the wide lines. Amar Reish Lakish, "My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean?" Ashihira Lashem, not that one. Ki ga'i ga'a. I will sing to the Lord because He is exalted above the exalted. Which means shira, a song, l'misha mezga alagem, to the one who's exalted above even the exalted. But I imagine somebody says, where were you today? I didn't see you the whole day. So what do you mean? You know who I am? I'm the king. What are you the king of? I have an ant farm in my backyard. And I have 1,000 ants. And I'm the melech al kol hanimolim. Yeah? Melech al kol hanimolim. Right? He's a groyster king. But he's nobody because he doesn't have chashuva subjects. So God is exalted above even the exalted. Meaning God is exalted even above the kings. Who are the kings? The Amar Mar. Melech Shebechayo Isari. The Lion King. He's the king of the jungle. Melech sheba behemois shar. The ox is the king of the animals. Melech sheba oifois nesher. The eagle is the king of the birds. Now, we always translate, your Gimel Amud Beis, second wide line. We always translate Nesher as the eagle. But many zoologists claim the Nesher is the highest flying bird, which is the vulture. Okay. Or, yeah. Anyway, the Adam is Goaleim, and man is exalted above all of these animals. So you have the lion, you have the shar, you have the nesher, and you have man. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goal, and God is exalted above all of them. Actually, this is an introduction to the four faces on the chariot of God, on the throne of God. You have Ari, you have Nesher, you have a shar, and you have Adam, you have Yaakov. Okay. V'al kol ha'olam kulay, God is exalted over that all of them and over the whole world. Okay. So now we have a shayla. Kasav echad oimer, one pasuk says, udumus pneyam, pnei Adam. The image of their face was the face of a man. Pnei Aryeh, the face of a lion. El hayimin la'arbatan, on the right side of the four of them. Upnei shar mehasmal arbatam, in the face of an ox on the left side. So the first version in Yeshaya, in Yechezkel, is the images are an Adam, an Aryeh, a shar, and an Esher, uksiv, and then later in, that's what it says in Yechezkel, Aleph Yud. And then in Parak Yud, 10 Prakim later, it says, Udmus Pneyam, the image of their face, Pnei Adam, Uchsiv, V'arba Panim Le'echad. There were four faces on one. Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv, one was a cherub, Pnei Hashini, Pnei Adam, V'ashlishi, Pnei Aryeh, V'arvi, Pnei Nesher. So instead of a shar, there's a cherub. What happened to the throne? How did the ox become a kid? Right? In the first version, you had Ari, you had Nesher, you had Shar, and you had Adam, and now all of a sudden you have Nesher, Kruv, Adam, Aryeh, Nesher. What happened to the Shar? V'ilu Shar like a Chashav. Amari Shlakish, Yechezkel Bikesh Olav Rachamim. Ezekiel requested mercy, V'hifku l'Kruv. And God changed the ox to a cherub. We once had a shira on this, the Parshas Kisisa, many years ago. Amar lefanav Ribono Shloim. Yechezkel said, God Almighty, Kategor Yasa Sanegar, the prosecutor will become the defender, because we always need the throne of glory to be a defense for us, but if on the throne of glory there's an ox, what's the ox going to remind God of? Chedo Egel. So therefore, God switched it. Now, what did God switch it to? He switched it to a kravya. Rashi says, "Anu tzrichin sheyivak shumar kvoisecha alein rachme." We need your throne, your chariot, to request mercy for us. V'hashar kategaru. So, my kruv, Amar Rabbi Avo, kravya, like a child. Shekein bebavel, currently inuka ravya. In Babylon, they call a child a ravya. Amar le Rav Papa l'Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, "Elameyata." But now, Tachsiv Pnei Ha'echad Pnei Ha'krov. It says the face of one is the face of a cherub. Ufnei Hasheni Pnei Adam Hashlishi Pnei Aryeh Pnei Nesher. So what? There are two people on the Kisei HaKavod, a cherub and a person. Hainu Pnei Krov, Hainu Pnei Adam. It's the same thing. They're both human faces. Says Gemara, no. Ape Ravri Ape Zutri. One's a mature face and one is a young face. Now, the Chassam Sofer explains, why was it changed to a cherub? Because we know that when somebody does tshuva, they're like a newborn person. They're like, they're starting fresh. So Hashem wanted to show that He completely eradicated the Chedo Egel, and in its face, it's a child's face. It's like a katan shenoyla dummy. Chassam Sofer even points out that in the original version, first came Adam, and then came an Aryeh, and Now, in this version, first comes the child. Why first? Okay. Now, this is also a Gemara we discussed many, many times. Kosov Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, Sheish Knafayim, Sheish Knafayim Le'echad. Each angel has six wings. You ever see an angel? North Woodmere, they, you ever seen? Well, you have, right? No. No, you can't admit, right? You can't, I wouldn't do it on camera. Sheish Knafayim, Sheish Knafayim Le'echad. Six wings and six wings for each angel. Because of Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, Ba'arba panam le'echas, four faces for one, Ba'arba knafayim le'achas lahem, and four wings. So it's a contradiction. Do the angels have six wings, or do the angels have four wings? Lo'ikasha, there's no difficulty. Kam nizman shebeis mikdash kayam. Here we're talking about when the temple stood, the angels have six wings. Kan bizman she'ein beis mikdash kayim. Here is when the temple is no longer standing. Kiviyachal, it is as if shenesmatu kanfei hachayos. The wings of the chayos were diminished.
And the heads are still four faces?
Yeah, the heads are the same, but the wings are diminished. Hay minayu imot, which ones were diminished? So before we continue, the Tikkunei Zohar says that what is it written on the six wings of the angels? Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusay Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusay Le'olam Va'ed. And which two are missing? So it's a machlokes. We're going to start by saying the Kvoid Malchus. Because when the temple is not standing, God doesn't have honor to his sovereignty. That's why we daven in the Musaf on Shal Shugalim. We say, Avinu Malkeinu, Gale, reveal, Kvoid Malchuscha Aleinu. Because it's Kvoid Malchus which is gone. But others, that's the opinion of the Gra. And the Oy of Yisrael quotes, that's the opinion of the Noam Elimelech as well. But the Oy of Yisrael disagrees with his Rebbe, and he says, like you said, it's the Olam Void, it's the eternity which is missing. And actually, we're going to see it's Machlokes Amoraim. So the Gemara says, Haiminayu Imot, which ones are missing? Amarav Chananel, Amarav, Oysan Sha'omrois Shira Bahen, the ones that they sing Shira with. Because we know they cover their face with the top two, they cover their legs with the bottom two, and they sing Shira with the middle two. How do I know that? Ksiv hacha. It says over here, uveshtayim oifef, with the middle two. They fly v'kara ze'elze, and they sing shira. Uksiven. There's another pasuk. Hasoif einecha boi ve'inenu. You will blink your eyes to it, and it's no longer there. So we're going to draw an analogy between the words yoifef and hasoif. And hasaf means to disappear, so we're going to say it's the middle two wings of the angels that disappear. And that's consistent with saying it's the kvayd malchusay that's missing. Those are the middle two words. However, v'rabbanan amri, the rabbis say, oysan shemechaseis behen ragleyam. It's the one that they cover their feet with, which is consistent with li'olam va'ed, right? Shenemar v'ragleyam ragol yishara. Their leg is a straight leg, right? We know one of the reasons we stand on Yom Kippur a lot is to be like angels, because they don't have any joints. They have one straight leg. Now, how do you know they have a straight leg if they cover their feet with the bottom two wings? It must be the bottom two wings are clipped. V'ilav de'imut, if those two wings were not diminished, mina ha'yada, how would you know that their leg is straight? So Gemara says, what do you mean, how do you know? Duma de'gloi v'chazilei, maybe they uncovered it one time and we saw. D'loi te'mach, because if we don't say that, Udumus Pneum Pneyadam, it says their face is like the face of a man. How would you know what their face looks like if they have the top two wings covering their face? It must be because sometimes they uncover it, so maybe they sometimes uncover their feet also. So it's not a raya that it was clipped, maybe they just uncover their leg. Ella Digloy Vachazilei, must be it was revealed and they saw it. Hachinami here also. Digloy Vachazilei, it was revealed and they saw it. Says Gemara Hachi Hashta, like this now. Bishlama ape, Bishlama his face. Oirach ara legluye kame rabbe. It would be darach eretz to uncover one's face before your rabbi. It's pretty normal for a person to sometimes uncover their face. Kare, but a person's legs. Lav orach ara legluye kame rabbe. It would not be darach eretz to reveal before the rabbi, and therefore, if we know that they have a straight leg, it must be because the bottom wings are clipped. Okay. Kasav Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, Elef Alfin Yisham Shune. a thousand thousands. How much is a thousand thousands? A thousand times a thousand. A million? A million, serve him, vari by rivavan, and 10,000, 10,000s, what's that? 100 million? And 100 million, kadamayi kuman, stand before him. So there is a finite number of angels, because of ech. That's what it says in Daniel. And then Eoiv, it says, because of echadim, another passage says, hayesh misbar l'gdudav, is there a number of his troops? So the Gemara, it's not a kasha. When the temple stands, his retinue is unlimited. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's finite. It's as if the heavenly retinue is diminished. Tanya, Rabbi Oimer, Mishum Abba Yoisi ben Dusai. We learned in a Raisa, Rabbi says the name of Abba Yoisi ben Dusai, Elef Alfin, another way to reconcile this contradiction. Elef Alfin Yisham Shune. A thousand thousand serve him, misbar gedud echad. That's the number of one battalion. Ula gedudav, but in terms of his number of battalions, ain misbar. Meaning that there's a finite number of members of each battalion, but there's an infinite number of battalions. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, elef alfin yishamshune lenahar dinar. Really, there are unlimited number of malachim, but in terms of the angels of the Dinar River, which we'll have to explain more next time, it's a fiery river, which somehow produces the Gehenna. There's a finite number of angels. In fact, the Bir Halacha brings, when you take a hot shower Erev Shabbos, you should imagine that since Shabbos is like Olam Haba, the hot shower is like traveling through the hot river before you go to Olam Haba. Hopefully Gehenna should be as bad as a hot shower, you know? But says Gemara, Shenemar Nahar Dinar Nagad, Nahar Dinar. Where is this Pasuk? And Daniel, that's the same Pasuk of Elef Alfin Yisham Shune. So Nahar Dinar Nagad, the Nahar Dinar flows, V'nafak Min Kedamai, and comes out from before him, Elef Alfin Yisham Shune. 1,000,000 serve him, Vari by Rivan Kadamai, and 10,000, 10,000 before him, Yukoman. Mehecha Nafik, where do they emanate from? Mizeyasan Shachayas, from the sweat of the Chayas. Ulahechan Shafik, and where are they poured? Amar Rav Zutra, Bartuvia, Amarav. They're poured out Roish Risham Begehenim, on the head of the wicked, and Gehenim Shinemar. Hine Saras Hashem Chema, the storm wind of Hashem is fury. A Chema Yatza, fury goes out, the Sar. And a storm, Mischoilel, devolves al Rosh Rishayim. Visar Mischoilel, the storm rests. Al Rosh Rishayim Yachal, it will fall on the head of the wicked. And we'll see next time, God willing, who exactly these angels, these fiery angels of Nahar Dinar, who do they go on? Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.